Republicans in the Connecticut State Senate announced on Wednesday that they're rejecting a labor concession agreement negotiated by Democratic Governor Dana Malloy and state employee union leaders. The deal is for $1.5 billion in labor givebacks to help balance the state's next two-year budget. WSHU's Abongudama reports.
Connecticut Senate Republican President Lan Fasano of East Haven says it's concerning that the deal offers state workers job security for the next 5 years and locks in benefits, including wage increases of 9 to 11%. He says this is too generous.
I don't know any place where you work a certain number of years and have medical benefits the rest of your life. I don't know any other place that has a medical plan with no deductible and low copays.
Fasano says his caucus is proposing two plans. One would call for renegotiating the deal with state employee unions. The other would require passing new laws if the unions refuse to return to the negotiating table.
We have the power within the legislature to change statutes prospectively and currently that can achieve a savings.
Lawmakers are seeking to balance the state's next two-year budget, which is projected to be about $5 billion in deficit. Governor Malloy has said he won't be seeking more labor concessions than the $1.5 billion reached in the agreement. Ebong Udama, WSH News.